Yeah, Darius has a letter that he wrote to Reb Chaim Berlin around Purim time, and he wrote him a shtick letter that he had. He said that the Gemara says in Brachas and Daf Mem Vav, there's a mice over there that Reb Zera was sick, and Reb Avoh came to visit him, and they ate together. And there's a din who makes a mitzi, the areach, or the balabais, and the Achareim asked a kasha that why was it only a shaila that who should make the bracha al tzareach balabais? We know Reb Zera was a kain, and if he's a kain, then Avada he should make that bracha al tzvikidashtei. There's a din that you give the kain to make the bracha first. So why didn't Reb Zera make the bracha al tzvikidashta? Why is that not something that the Gemara considered? And then I just wanted to say that the pshat could be that he said maybe this maisa happened, the famous maisa in the Gemara Megillah where Rabbah and Reb Zera had a perm sitter together, and Rabbah went ahead and shechted Reb Zera, and he died, and then he brought him back to life. So he said that even though Reb Zera was a kain, but after he died, he lost his kahuna, and even though now he came back to life, he's still he's alive, but he's not a kain. His kahuna was batal. And for that reason, he did not, the Gemara didn't entertain the tzad that he should bench Altz's kahuna, because this is talking after his misa and Tchias HaMesim, where his Kedushas kahuna became batal. And Chaim Berlin responded to that there, said he said that I appreciate the letter that you wrote to me in around Purim time, because he obviously just meant it as Purim Tyra. He didn't mean it seriously, because what you're saying is avada not true, because you forgot a Beferish Gemara in Sanhedrin and Chelik, where you see clearly not like you're saying. This is Mefurish and Gemara in Chelik, that when a kain dies, his Kedushas Kuna is not batal. And what was his Raya? His Raya is Mamish from the Gemara over here in Daf Tzadi, where the Gemara says, Menayin L'Tchias HaMesim and Atara. What's a marker for Tchias HaMesim? So it says, it brings the Pasuk in Bamidbar, it says, when the Satman is Trumas Hashem L'Aran HaKayim, Chi'aran La'ilam Kayim, La'nichas Eretz Yisrael, Shnayis L'Machum, El Malamish Asa Lachias, we saw Nayis L'Machum, and we count Tchias HaMesim and Atara. It's like the Gemara that the Pasuk says, you give Truma to Aran HaKayim. That never happened in his life because he never made it to Eretz Yisrael. It must be that it's referring to Lasa Lavai after Tchias HaMesim. That's when you give him the Truma, and you have a Rai from here that there is Tchias HaMesim and Atara. So Zok Reb Chaim Berlin, he says, you see clearly over here that when a kain dies and comes back to life, he doesn't lose his Kedushas Kuna. Because if he did, then how do you give Truma to Aaron? He's no longer a kain. So you see clearly that even Lach HaMisa, the kain is still a kain, and therefore he said that the pshat that you said about Reb Zera can't be true, and it's Purim Tyra, and Avada is not Emes. And the shaila is, what's the pshat on that deris? The Reb Chaim Berlin has a good time for Marsuga. What's the pshat on what he said? And I think that the MS is what the Adara says makes a lot of sense. And Behektim, the Gemara in Yuma, Dafayim Bebez, has a whole sigil over there. Ketzad Holbishon, Maida Hava Hava. El Ketzad Malbishon, Lasa Lover. The Gemara has a Shaila. What is the Seder HaLavisha going to be, Lasa Lover, with the Kahanim, when they're Malbisham, like they did be Ma'amiluim? How is that Lavisha going to happen? What is going to be the order of putting the Begadim on the Kahanim for their Miluim, Lasa Lover? And the Kahanim are about the Rashash and the Chazanish, that why Bechlau the Kahanim need a new Mashiach Lasa Lover? They already got a Mashiach B'Shasa Milum in the Mishkan, and that Mashiach works forever. Why do they need a new Mashiach L'Asa Lava? Why are we talking about how the Halbasha will happen L'Asa Lava? And the Emma says that the Ramban answers this kasha in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Ramban says that it's true they had a Mashiach B'Meha Mishkan, but then they died. And when they died, they lost their Kedusha of Kahuna, and now when they come back L'Asa Lava, they're going to need a new Mashiach, a new Milum, to make them into Kahanim again. And that's what the Gemara is handling, how that Mashiach, how that Milum is going to take place, what is going to be the Seder HaLavisha by those Begadim. So what's mavur from the Ramban is that really a kain does lose his kedushas kuna when he dies, but lasa lavai they're going to get it back because there'll be a new avedas amilum, a new lavisha, which will bring back the new kedushas kuna through that mashicha, just like it happened originally b'shasa mishkan. And if you that avada, there's no kasha for our gemara over here. That avada the din is that a kain loses his kedushas kuna when he dies, and that's why Reb Zera could have possibly lost, it could be that he lost his kedushas kuna. The reason why we give truma la'aron lasa lavai, even though he died, is because that's after the new Mashiach, Lasa Lava, and Mashiach comes. There'll be a new Mashiach, a new Miluim, and through that Levisha, they'll become Kahana once again, and then Avada, you give him Truma. But that's only Lasa Lava when there'll be a new Mashiach. But Reb Zera, who died in this world and came back to life, Avada, he lost his Kedushas Kuna, and there's no Kasha from the Gemara over here. And Fakir, the Gemara in Yuma, is very mashma, like the Adaris is saying, and that could be the Terz to Reb Chaim Berlin's Kasha and the Adaris.